DJ Verbo. So you want to become a DJ. Before diving in head first, there's a couple of questions you should ask yourself prior to investing time, and more importantly, spending money. Today we'll be covering the four initial questions I like to present to all potential DJs and musicians as they ponder the start of their journey. Let's tap into it. Today's podcast is brought to you by DJ Boulevard, bar, corporate, radio DJ, and personality, and courtesy of his official DJ Masterclass. This course's structure and its podcast are designed to take you through all facets of growing as a DJ, regardless of the skill level you possess. DJ Boulevard will drop tutorial videos weekly on Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, podcasts will drop weekly on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Folks, how we doing? Welcome to the first episode of Building with Boulevard, a podcast dedicated to walking you through what it means to be a DJ, from skill level and craft to networking and negotiations. Today's topic revolves around the four questions you, as a potential DJ or musician, should ask yourself before diving into the unknown. These questions consist of the who, what, where, and why factors that typically will lead you through a fruitful journey throughout your music career. The first question we're going to get into today is, why do you want to become a DJ? Over the course of my 5 years, I've heard numerous accounts, some arguably superficial and most reasonable, as to why potential DJs are interested in the craft. Most will say it's because of their love for music, and while that's okay, I wouldn't let that be my single reason alone. There are plenty of us who love music, but the amount of time that one must dedicate on the back end of DJing to organizing your potential library of 15,000 plus songs can make you want to shut your ears off at times. Besides, I always tell people, beware of becoming a DJ because you will never listen to music normally again. It's very hard to listen to music for the sole purpose of enjoyment when your mind is always in DJ mode. Unconscious mental motions such as, you know, trying to figure out what would transition best with a song or where it would fit within your library are prevalent among so many DJs, and I'm positive that many would attest to this. On the other end, you have some potential DJs who will only be interested because they see the type of money that some DJs take home at the end of the night. While it is a luxury, COVID has shown us that all it takes is the snap of a finger to bring our industry to a halt. Furthermore, for all the money you see taken home after a set, account for about 20 to 40 hours of practice and organization behind the scenes that made it happen. Sometimes more. I've heard DJs that have spent upwards of 60 to 80 hours prior to a set just to make sure it's perfect. Whatever your motive is, I encourage you to seriously think about whether you want to begin your journey as a DJ. Hell, it took me a year before I took the jump myself. It's a costly and time-consuming hobby that should be respected and appreciated. Take it from me, wasting money is not fun. So I highly suggest and encourage you to think about, you know, why you want to get into this and your reasons behind it, because that's, I think in most cases, that's going to make the biggest difference in whether your journey will be fruitful or not. The second question we're tapping into is who or whom you are doing this for. And by this, I mean considering beginning your journey into DJing. This is a relatively short-lived question because it's quick, to the point, and runs in line with why you chose to pursue a career within DJing. When I ask you to ask yourself this question, or ask yourself this question, I pray that you're considering beginning your journey because it's something you innately chose and no one else. When I say this, I mean that this decision wasn't made by your best buddy that heard you transition from a couple of Travis Scott tracks at a house party on an aux cord or in the car. Alternatively, it wasn't because a couple of women or men told you that you'd look good as a DJ. Trust me, I've heard these same points brought up more times than I'd like to admit, and it's very scary how many people cannot actually, you know, give a reason as to, you know, who they're doing this for, who they're beginning your journey for. I feel like this is such an important question that a lot of people look over. Having said all of that, begin your DJ journey because it's something you want to do and you alone. I cannot stress enough how much time, energy, and resources that actually go into the craft itself, and how it is not something to jump into lazily with arguably non-productive motives. So please make sure that when you're thinking of these questions, ask yourself, who are you doing this for? The third and second to last question we're tapping into is what you're looking to achieve or where you envision your DJ career residing. Now, I understand I said I wasn't ranking these questions in any way. However, this question should be pretty high up there. The importance of this question is an understatement for several reasons. For one, it gives you a much better insight on what gear to spend your money on. I'll be the first to tell you that DJ gear is nowhere close to cheap. And unless you're Mr. or Mrs. Moneybags, it can add up very, very quickly. By taking the time to think about your journey's trajectory, you inadvertently hone in on what gear setup suits you best. If you want to be in and out of the clubs, it'd probably be in your best efforts to save up for a club standard setup. If you're going to focus on private gigs and weddings, maybe your money is best focused on a controller that does it all. Alternatively, if you just want to stay in the house, you know, stay in the crib and DJ for your personal enjoyment, a small controller or turntable setup may be the route you want to take. Now, by no means am I saying your decision is set in stone. Plenty of DJs rebrand themselves often and decide to switch gears completely. I say these things to you as they help me figure out how to maximize my spending when most equipment is upwards of $600 or more. In the beginning, it's okay to not know all the answers to these questions. As I said, it took me a year before I purchased my first set of gear or even considered jumping into the DJ game. These questions are meant to prompt and provoke questions for you to think about, potentially answer before you begin your personal journey. The fourth and final question is, where will you find the time to insert DJing into your life? I've repeated this time and time over the course of this podcast, but it cannot be understated. The amount of time that goes into DJing, from building and organizing your crates to digging for tracks and setting cue points, is unbelievable. When I started, I was working retail, and if you've ever worked in a retail fashion store before, you know how late you can get, or how late it can get, when it comes to store closing for the morning crew. I vividly remember coming home at like 2 or 3 a.m. and staying up for an additional 4 hours to practice, almost every other day, honestly. On the weekends, all I did was practice, since that was just about the only free time that was available to me. I share this with you to give you an insight into the amount of time I put in to get to the point where I am. Even now, I still have my night owl sessions, organizing crates and, you know, playing with songs to further my craft. Now, I don't say this to turn you away. In fact, I hope it ignites a flame in you. However, I urge you to consider where this hobby can fit into your life. Of course, you're able to move at your own pace, but I know at times life can, you know, get a bit overcumbered, and DJing is one of the first things to go for many. So just some food for thought as you continue to ponder the start of your journey. And with that, we are going to wrap it up for this podcast. As I said before, take everything I say with a grain of salt, as these are things that have helped me when I first started DJing. And there is no right or wrong way to begin your journey as a DJ. The only right way is the way you choose. Next week, we'll be chopping it up about the steps I took toward building a successful DJ brand and why it's crucial to establish one early on. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on all social media platforms to stay updated on when they drop and the upcoming topic for next week. Also, make sure you tap into the YouTube channel for all video tutorials that accompany these podcasts. You can follow me on all platforms at BYDJ Boulevard, BLVD. Alternatively, all my links will be located on my podcast page or in my bio. This has been DJ Boulevard for my official DJ Masterclass, and I'll see you next week.